To Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 52. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. Our first show back after the Trivium. Hopefully all of you enjoyed the series with Gene and listened to them carefully. And I spoke with Jack Harer's son, Mark Harer, today, and I forgot to mention last week that I spoke to him before that show as well. Jack is still in Eugene, Oregon, in the hospital there, and he's stable and trying to talk, but not there yet. Not too much has changed in regard to his health as of late, but he seems to be keeping up the fight. And the soft cover version of John Marco Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross is now in print, and I hope to be shipping those by December 1st. So do check that out. Those are now available on the Gnostic Media website. And the hardback version is still in the production process, but hopefully those will be ready to go here soon. And this is the 40th anniversary edition of one of the most controversial books that was written in the last century by John Allegro, who is a famed Dead Sea Scrolls scholar. And the updated 40th anniversary edition of the book contains a foreword by Judith Ann Brown, who's been on the show, as well as an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck of Boston University, who has also been on the show twice before. And he's one of the original founders of the field of ethnomycology and the inventor of the word entheogen. This show is being released on Monday, November 16, 2009. The interview with Mitch Horowitz was recorded on October 20, 2009. Mitch Horowitz is the editor of Tartar Penguin in New York and is the author of Occult America, The Secret History of How Mysticism Shaped Our Nation, which has been called a fascinating book by Ken Burns and an extraordinary book by Deepak Chopra. A widely known voice for esoteric and occult ideas, Horowitz has written for U.S. News and World Report, Parabola, Aesopus, Science of Mind, 14 Times, The Religion News Service, and the popular weblog Boing Boing. He has discussed alternative spirituality on CBS Sunday Morning, Dateline NBC, The History Channel, The Montel Williams Show, and All Things Considered, Coast to Coast AM, and Air America Radio. Horowitz as recently has spoken at the Assalen Institute, the New York Open Center, the Philosophical Research Society, and a wide range of growth centers. For more than 12 years at Tartar Penguin, he has published the works of writers and artists including David Lynch, Daniel Pinchbeck, and Jacob Needleman. He has designed and reissued popular new editions of the works of esoteric scholar Manly P. Hall, including the Reader's Edition of Hall's The Secret Teachings of All Ages. Horowitz and his wife raised two young sons in New York City, and you can visit him online at MitchHorowitz.com and on Facebook. Upcoming shows. Dr. Barbara Ehrenreich will be on to discuss her book, Bright Sided. Also, Michael Sarian will be on to discuss The Trees of Knowledge and the Role of Women and Mushrooms in Ancient Religion. And we'll also be speaking with Rabbi Yisrael Dovid Weiss from Neturi Karta, who will be on to discuss Zionism and the End of Israel. This is one fascinating interview that you won't want to miss. Rabbi Weiss is the man who gave President Ahmadinejad of Iran the award for not being a racist and for understanding the true issues behind Zionism. This is an interview that counters everything we've been told about Israel in the mainstream media, so you really don't want to miss that one. Also coming up will be James Orrick, who will be on to discuss his book, Tryptamine Palace, and Robert Forty, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion. Stephen Zarlinga from the American Monetary Institute will be back to have part two of his talk with me. And also Steve Baer from Singing to the Plants and some other goodies that you'll just have to wait for. And we still need help with a few of the transcriptions if you'd like to volunteer. So please feel free to contact me if you have a few hours of spare time. We could really use your help on that. Contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And I'd like to mention that Any Arts Crafts is now available through the Gnostic Media store page on the website. And she's got lots of cool Christmas crafts there for anybody who wants Christmas or solstice stuff with mushrooms and reindeer and good stuff like that. And also, Kayla's mushroom ornaments are still up there and available if you'd like to get one of those. And she also helps support the show if you order those. And if you would like to donate to Gnostic Media directly, please go to GnosticMedia.com and click on the button at the top left of the website, Donations. This week, my love and thanks goes out to Nick, Star, Romeo from Italy, and Sean for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you, and thank you so much for your help and support. This show is mostly run on donations. If you would like to support this programming, please go to GnosticMedia.com, and once again, click on the donations button at the top left of the page, or you can also order one of the books or the DVDs from the Gnostic Media website. We are not corporate media. We are independent media, and we depend on you to support this programming. If you are out there and enjoying the guests that we have on the show and the information that we provide, like the last 3 weeks from Gino Denning, stuff that you won't get anywhere else. And as I've said for the last couple of months, we're offering 25% off of just about everything off of the Gnostic Media website to get caught up and try and pay off some bills. So the DVDs, the She Who Remembers audio archives, all of the books except for John Marco Allegro's Sacred Mushroom and the Cross are all 25% off. And so check those out now. And the softcover version of John Allegro's book, like I said, will be shipping by December 1st, so you will get that in time for the holidays. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. And if you would like to contact me, once again, contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And visit the website at GnosticMedia.com. That's GnosticMedia.com. And thank you for listening, and thanks for your support. Here is my interview with Mitch Horowitz. Mitch, welcome to Gnostic Media, and how are you doing today?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
Welcome to the show, and I appreciate you taking your time to come on. And would you like to start out by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you went to school, grew up, that sort of thing?
Sure. I grew up in the great borough of Queens, New York, in the 1970s. And today I'm the editor-in-chief of Tarcher Penguin, which is a New Age and metaphysical publisher that's part of the Penguin Group. I write widely on occult and esoteric topics. I've written for U.S. News and World Report, Parabola, the Religion News Service, and Boing Boing, among others. And I recently published my first book, Occult America, The Secret History of How Mysticism Shaped Our Nation. And it's a book that really seeks to tell the story of occult and esoteric movements in America as part of our legitimate religious history, not as some kind of a social malady, not as some kind of a fringe topic, but as a subject that should be treated as a core part of American history. So that was my passion and my aim when I was writing this book.
And in your book, you discuss a lot about New York's burned over district. Why is that important?
The burned over district of New York State is a strip of land in central New York between the cities of Albany and Buffalo. And it was only when I began working on this book that I came to realize just how vast the influence of this place was in America in the early 19th century. This narrow strip of land, which today really remains a strip of mostly beautiful farmland, was just the laboratory for mystical and radical religious experiments in America in the early 19th century.